Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar, known for delivering solar excellence since 1984 and recently voted best solar company in Marin County. We're also brought to you by Terzo, an authentic upscale European neighborhood restaurant in the heart of Cow Hollow in San Francisco. Today's guest is Giants relief pitcher Corey Guerin from AT&T Park in San Francisco.
Corey, tell us about the overall season. You're pitching really well. So what do you think's been going into that? What are you feeling really good about?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's pretty early in the season. You know, I'm really excited about how the guys are playing right now. You know, I think getting back home and getting things head in the right direction has been big for us. You know, for me, I would say that I haven't thrown as well as I'd like to have thrown, honestly. You know, big focus for me this year is, you know, continuing to be in the strike zone, getting more ground balls, initiating contact. You know, I've worked with Rags and Gardy and talked to a lot of guys here about continuing to focus on that, going into each game and each at-bat with a game plan and just focus on execution. So, you know, I feel like we're heading in the right direction as a team, and you know, for me as well individually, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction, but it's a long season and looking forward to, you know, where we can go and how we can grow from here.
When you do have those base runners or maybe the walk that you don't want to have, how important is it to calm yourself down? I mean, you really handled it well in that 17-inning game where you had the base runners, but you got out of it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's part of being a reliever. You know, you don't always get clean innings for yourself. Sometimes you're coming into situations with runners on, and, you know, for a huge part of the season, I feel like I've, you know, been pitching in situations with runners on base, runners in scoring position, so you know, you just go into that and continue to focus on executing each pitch. You know, for me being a sinker ball guy, it comes down really to getting guys to put the ball in play and get ground balls. You know, we've got gold glovers all over the infield and all over the field in general for us. So, you know, allowing this defense to just do what it does best, you know, good things happen when, you know, you get ground balls. So my focus is just continue to pitch and allow the defense to do what it does.
How much of it for you is a feel thing? I mean, you have so much movement on your pitches. So to command them, I would think, you know, it's always a challenge, maybe on a daily basis. So how do you go about that?
Yeah, I mean, as a pitcher, you know, one of the things we do a lot of times is you try to be too fine. You know, guys will pick at corners or try to be perfect out there. And that's one of the things, you know, working with Buster and Hundley here, you know, we've talked a lot about just, you know, get in the zone, allow the movement to do what it's going to do, and, you know, make hitters – you know, put a good swing on it, because it is hard. You know, it's, you know, if you're not a guy that throws 100, you know, if you're a movement guy, you know, it can create issues as well. So, you know, a big thing for me is just being in the zone, keeping the ball down, and allowing the movement to do what it's going to do. Really not trying to control it too much, because you get into trouble there too. You know, not focusing enough and, you know, overdoing it are kind of the same thing. You know, it's different ends of the spectrum, but really trying to find that happy medium and stay balanced when you're out there on the mound. You know, it goes a long way.
More with Giants reliever Corey Guerin in just a moment. We all know that solar systems make financial sense and environmental sense. And when it comes to choosing the best installation crew in the business, Sun First Solar should be your first choice. Sun First Solar has provided solar excellence since 1984. They are SunPower elite commercial and elite residential installers with a reputation for technical excellence, innovative design, fair pricing, excellent customer service, and end-to-end quality and competence. Sun First Solar is a family business devoted to treating their employees, customers, the community, and the environment with respect, and they are devoted to renewable energy and sustainability throughout the Bay Area. There is no roof or project that is too complicated. Sun First has successfully installed solar on Spanish tile roofs, metal roofs, and very steep roofs. They also have extensive experience in solar ground mounts and solar pool heating. Competitive pricing, expert consultation, and the best warranty. Go local and get your Sun Power solar system from Sun First Solar today. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870.
How about the patterns that exist with hitters? I mean, your knowledge of them, their knowledge of you. You guys played the Reds a lot there in a few weeks span. Same thing here with the Dodgers. You've seen them quite a bit now, and got this big series against them. So, how much does it help you? Maybe even you got to think about what the hitters know about you from these previous meetings.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the things that makes the major leagues fun. It does come down to actually playing the game, making adjustments and playing the game within the game. At the beginning of this season, I feel like we've seen the same four or five teams for the last 2 months. So, it creates a challenge. It's one thing to see a guy once or twice over 6 months, but when you're seeing him every day or, 7 out of 10 days, you really have to be, looking at your video, watching swings as a pitcher, seeing where guys are trying to make adjustments so that you can stay one step ahead. So it's a challenge. It's something that you don't experience a ton in the major leagues. They tend to spread out the games, but it's a challenge that I think we welcome. And for me as a pitcher, I think it makes me come in every day knowing that, hey, you may face the guy you faced yesterday, so you got to come up with a game plan, see what worked, see what didn't work, and be prepared to go out there and win today.
You mentioned being a sinker baller and having the advantage of a really good defense. You got a couple of gold glovers up the middle. But Crawford was out for a while, and I thought Christian Arroyo did a nice job and Nunez did a nice job. But do you realize that when Crawford comes back, I mean, just how much ground he covers, the plays that he makes over there are pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the guys who came in and filled in for Crawford did an outstanding job. That's one of the things the Giants do well is, they field gold glove players all over the place. Guys that come in step right in. Wotus does an awesome job working with the infielders here. But, Crawford's Crawford. I really don't think there's anybody else like him in baseball. I think he's the best in the world at what he does. He doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion, for how good he is, the detail he puts into the work that he does. As a guy in this bullpen who gets to watch him play every day, you start to notice the little things that I've never seen before professionally or just in my life in general, what he can do, how easy he makes the game look out there. It takes a lot of pressure off, the pitching staff. I feel like knowing that, we can allow the ball to be put in play and he's going to make that play. Same thing for Joe and the rest of the guys on our defense. It's just, having those guys out there takes our team to another level. So, we love having him back. Hopefully he stays healthy for the rest of the season.
Is there a greater appreciation, like you said, when you're around it all the time, when you were in Atlanta and you saw the Giants from afar, maybe every once in a while you see a guy like Crawford. You guys in Atlanta, they had Simmons, who's, one of the best around too. But when you get to play with somebody every day like that, I would imagine the appreciation is pretty high.
Yeah, no, I've been spoiled. Andrew Elton was great in Atlanta. Obviously made a lot of plays for them there before going to L.A. But, getting to be around Brandon and seeing what he does, and it really is, I think, as a player playing against the Giants and watching him play, you see him go out there and it looks really easy. And I think that's what seeing him every day, you realize, wow, it's not that easy. The plays that he's making are phenomenal plays and they look really easy for him. And that's a tremendously difficult thing to do, especially at this level. The speed that you're having to throw out on the bases, the kind of contact that you're going to, be making plays on, the weird spin. So it's, and he makes it all look very routine. We talk about it every day. You watch him make plays and the difference that he makes in a game. It's really special. So it's fun to get to play with him. I'm glad he's on our team. And we're excited every day to get to watch him play.
We'll get back to the conversation with Giants right-hander Corey Guerin right after this. Are you looking for a great place for dinner? Then you really need to try Terzo, an authentic, upscale European neighborhood restaurant in the heart of Cal Hollow in San Francisco. When you sit down at your table at Terzo, you will feel the warm and welcoming ambiance. They make you feel like you're at home with great service and a delicious meal. Serving dinner only, Terzo offers unique food drawn from the Mediterranean region. They change their menu daily based on the local availability of product. Open 7 days a week, Terzo suggests reservations, but they do have a bar area available for walk-ins. Check out their website, www.terzosf.com, for daily menus and hours. Drop by Terzo at 3011 Steiner at Union Street in San Francisco for an exceptional neighborhood dining experience and your private dining needs.
You know, you're talking earlier, there's the ups and downs of the game, especially in the bullpen. You know, what do you tell some of the younger guys about what you've learned when you first come up to the big leagues? You know, you look at Derek Law, he's a pretty young pitcher. He was up last year, but, you know, he's still learning it. And what have you learned over the years about, you know, maybe not trying to get too high or too low? Because the bullpen's a tough place mentally to deal with those kind of things.
Yeah, no, I'll say for, you know, the group of guys that we have here, we've got some young pitchers on the staff, but all these guys are pros. You know, it's not like a lot of these guys need a ton of, you know, guidance, that kind of thing. They come to the yard, they know what they're doing. Go out on the mound pitching, like, these guys know how to get outs. You know, one of the things that you learn as a reliever is it's a long season. You know, you come in, you battle each and every day, you do the best you can. It's not always going to go our way, whether it's a walk or a hit or a run, whatever it is. But you have to be able to flush it and leave it, you know, where it is and be ready to go out there the next day, because the game may be on the line the next day and you have to get those out. So, you know, same thing goes for a team. You know, there are tough stretches, there's good stretches, but it's a long season. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, you come in every day positive. We've got a great group of guys here. We've got a great bullpen. So, you know, kind of take what you're given. You go out there, battle, and then see where you end up at the end of the season.
To finish up, being a part of that 17-inning game and it turning out as a win, what was that experience for you? Because there is talk around baseball about, well, maybe we'll limit it to 12 innings. Or somebody wrote a story about that. I know personally I'm totally against that. I mean, I love the drama of a game like the 17-inning game. And I know the next day it had to be exhausting for everybody to come back to the ballpark after that. You know, you had a day game the next day. But, you know, tell us about just being a part of it and what extra inning games have meant to you in your career.
Yeah, no, I think extra inning games bring a tremendous element to baseball. You know, it is. It's, you know, win or go home. That's kind of the deal. So, you know, it's fun to be a part of. You know, they're long games. You know, 17 innings is a long time. You basically play two games. You know, and teams are built to play kind of one game at a time. I don't think anybody that I've talked to would want to see a shortened game. You know, I think having extra innings and the excitement and the challenge, honestly, that brings, it is one of those things. You know, Buster Posey hits a walk-off homer in the 17th inning. There aren't a whole lot of guys that, you know, have the energy to do that kind of thing. It takes a lot of focus and, you know, a lot of strength to be able to pull that off. Same thing for, you know, the pitching staff, the guys that went out there pitching longer innings than they have all season. You know, that means a lot. And it's a big swing. It can have a huge impact on a team's week or season. You don't know. So it's something I think that I wouldn't want to see messed with. One of the things that I've heard that I think could be worth looking into is they've already opened it up to days where we have scheduled doubleheaders, expanding rosters of 26. I think maybe on the back end of a game where you play 15 plus innings, something like that, they open it up to, you know, allow for an extra pitcher or an extra hitter, something like that, to take the burden off the teams the following days. But as far as shortening the games individually, I don't think there's a place for that. I love, you know, after winning those games, right. You know, you love those games. But I think the following days is kind of where, as a player, you would like to see teams have a little more breathing room, just so guys aren't being pushed too hard.
Did it kind of feel like more than one win?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's crazy. Games that long, you kind of forget. You're like, man, I can't believe we started this game on Friday and ended it on Saturday, you know, that kind of thing. It's wild, but it is. It's a huge momentum, you know, lifter for a team to come out on top in a game like that, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of energy, and people put a lot into those games, and to come out on the winning side, it matters. It matters a great deal.
All right, Corey. Hey, thanks a lot for the time, and good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That's Giants right-hander Corey Guerin. Join us again on Friday. We'll catch up with Giants outfielder Justin Ruggiano. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.